A WPR St. Norbert College survey of 400 people shows 61% favor the death penalty for crimes that are considered vicious and where conviction is supported by DNA evidence. It's the same wording the Senate approved in a party line vote last month, and what voters might see on the ballot if the Assembly agrees to an advisory referendum. Death penalty opponents say the phrasing of the question and its timing may account for the outcome. Arthur Thexton is with the Wisconsin Coalition Against the Death Penalty.
During that time, the Zacharias Moussaoui trial has been going on in Northern Virginia, and every night on the news, we have been presented with reports about what happened on 9/11, and that whole issue has been recalled to the public.
There have also been new accusations made against Stephen Avery, the man facing charges in the murder of freelance photographer Teresa Halbach. If Wisconsin voters were to give legislators the go-ahead to reinstate the death penalty, it would not affect Avery's case. And the Republican legislator proposing the death penalty says it's not intended as a crime deterrent. Alan Lassay of DePere says to him it's simply a matter of the punishment fitting the crime.
I've met some of the survivors, the families of victims, and one of the comments was made, every time I pay my taxes, I think I'm helping feed the guy that killed my child.
The issue has made unprecedented headway this year in the Wisconsin legislature. For 7 decades, bills on a death penalty languished. So far, one house approved Lassay's measure, but that decision did not determine whether the state should execute criminals, only whether the public should have a say in the matter. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.